On day one, according to transition officials, then President Obama is planning to issue an executive order calling for closure of the prison at Guantanamo Bay on his very first day. But it's going to take time, possibly as long as a year, to sort out the fates of the remaining 248 prisoners. Joining us to talk about this and more is Vijay Padmanabhan, professor at Cardozo School of Law. And until August, he was an attorney advisor in the State Department with responsibility for detainee issues. Welcome.
Thank you
for being with us this morning.
Great to be here.
So if President Obama issues that executive order, what will that mean?
Well, I think it's an important statement by the incoming administration that there's going to be a commitment from the top that they're going to move towards closing Guantanamo Bay. But I think people should not assume that's going to happen very quickly. And in fact, his advisors have already come out and said we're talking at least a year or close to a year before all the detainees are going to be emptied out of the facility.
But it certainly starts the motion, and it certainly politically sends a very strong message to those many critics in the international community about what's gone on at Guantanamo Bay.
It does do that. And I think the strongest message that it sends is that unlike the previous administration, which said it would like to close Guantanamo Bay but was unwilling to make any of the difficult political decisions required to do it, that the new administration is going to dedicate all of its resources in the government to actually closing it. And that means taking the security steps that are required to close it, and it means taking diplomatic steps to close it.
And let's talk about that long process, something that you were actually intimately involved in at one point. How does that work exactly? There are 248 detainees, some of whom the government has said continue to pose a potential threat. How do you parse through those cases, and what will happen to those who are considered a threat?
Well, I think what you're going to end up seeing is that the administration is going to quickly divide these detainees into two groups. One group is going to be people that the government thinks can be returned safely to their home countries. And with those people, you know, you can begin the process of sending them home rather quickly. Now, the big issue is going to be, what do you do with people who are from countries where there are major human rights problems? And we've already seen that issue with respect to 16 Uyghur detainees who are being held at Guantanamo Bay, who the courts have ordered released and who the government has said we cannot return to China. Where are they going to go? And I think Obama administration officials have been indicating they're hopeful that they're going to be more successful than the outgoing administration in convincing our allies to accept some of these detainees for resettlement. While I think that the new administration obviously has a reservoir of goodwill that the outgoing administration did not have, the truth is that other countries are going to still be reluctant to accept Guantanamo detainees for resettlement.
And what's that argument? What does that sound like when you're talking to a country trying to get them to take one of the detainees?
It's very difficult. I mean, their first question is, why us? You know, they have a parliament, they have a public, and they think that Guantanamo detainees are dangerous, and many of them are. And so they say, as a political matter, why should we be involved in solving your problem?
And what was your answer when you were doing that job?
Well, I think our answer at the time was the United States is doing a lot with respect to the war on terrorism just by detaining these people at Guantanamo Bay and continuing to take responsibility for the most dangerous folks, and that our allies need to step up and share the burden by accepting the least dangerous folks. Frankly, that strategy didn't work. Very few detainees were resettled in third countries. And I think going forward, the new administration needs to think about whether it might not accept a small number of detainees for resettlement into the United States to prime the pump, if you will, and convince other countries they should take the step going forward of letting people into their countries.
Well, perhaps why the argument didn't work is because Guantanamo Bay has become a symbol for the body of international law everywhere as a kind of flagrant violation of human rights. It's not necessarily viewed, as you say, as taking responsibility for the war on terror exclusively. I mean, it's almost like America's Robben Island. I mean, do you think Gitmo in any sense has added to the sense of international law in terms of what nations are allowed to do in their own defense?
Well, I think the Bush administration's biggest mistake with respect to Guantanamo Bay was treating it as a legal black hole, as something aside from the laws of war. I mean, nevertheless, the truth is that there are some very dangerous people that are detained at Guantanamo Bay. I mean, I think everyone's security benefits, for example, by having Khalid Sheikh Mohammed detained.
Well, he could be in a federal prison. He could be at, Pelican Bay, couldn't he?
He could be, but that, of course, leads to the second question, which is once you've sorted out the people who you want to release, where are you going to prosecute the people you want to prosecute?
And have they figured that out?
The new administration is not. The outgoing administration's view has been that it's very difficult to prosecute some of these people in the federal courts, partly because the evidence they have against them was not obtained through traditional police work.
It's just very difficult. That premise by itself is very difficult to believe, given the fact there have been so many cases that federal judges have said you have to release these detainees. You don't have the evidence to hold them for any reason. And that's happened repeatedly.
It has happened repeatedly, but nevertheless, you know, I think one of the problems is you have about 250 people that are detained at Guantanamo Bay. And I think the population of people you would call very dangerous is probably one-fifth of that population, you know, somewhere in the 30 to 50 person range. And so with those 30 to 50 people, the new administration is going to have to find some avenue to prosecute them or some other alternative to detain them.
Well, this is a very complicated issue. It's a very interesting one, and clearly we'll be speaking about it given that President-elect Obama is expected on his first day to issue an executive order. So, Vijay Padmanabhan, thank you so much for joining us.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.